what's up? Welcome to the Shit List, your Patreon exclusive show where I, Blessing Addio A Jr., go online. I find a top 10 list and I bring it back to Tim, motherfucking Geddes, and Barrett Courtney on the ones and twos, and we judge it for your amusement. Today, Tim, I chose chaos.
We recently
did a list that was the top 10 Nintendo Switch games. Yes. I thought it was a fun time. I picked it because I think for it's the perfect crossover of our interests, which is Nintendo. Mm-hmm. And today, Tim, I came across a list that elevates that even further.
Oh, no.
Tim, the one and only TheGamer.com.
Oh, no.
Yes. Put up a list. They put up a list one day ago titled 10 Best Nintendo Games of All Time.
Oh.
Oh.
We're doing it, Tim. We're doing the 10 best Nintendo games of all time.
I don't know if we're emotionally ready for this list.
I mean, damn. So we might as well just make a list of the 10 best games of all time. Am I goddamn right?
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about? He's spitting right now.
Let's go. Dude, that's wild. So here's the big question. Mm-hmm. How many reps per franchise are there? Are they looking at 2D Mario is different than 3D Mario? 2D Zelda is different than 3D Zelda. Where are the lines?
That's a really good question. I think if you're doing a best Nintendo game list of all time, it has to have multiple of certain franchises, right? Like, if we're being honest with ourselves, like, you can't have a 10 best Nintendo games list of all time without without multiple Marios, without at least two out of the three of Mario World, Mario 3, Mario 64. At least two out of three of them have to be there, if not, like, five of the Mario games up in that. You can't have, you know, you can't not have Link to the Past in Ocarina. Again, if not more there.
And
The Tears of Kingdom Breath of Wild.
Breath of Wild,
shit.
Man.
Holy like, that's, cow.
I mean, let's write this down. Let's write it down. Let's start with Mario.
And just, I forget if you gave context, Bless. This was posted a day ago.
A day ago, yes. So we're writing
out. Three.
Mario, let's say, three World 64?
I don't think we get all three of those.
I don't either, but I do think that those, you know, fuck it. Let's start off spicy.
If you had to eliminate one of those.
I think World gets eliminated.
Yeah. I see
that. Wow.
I see it.
See, I think three gets eliminated. I disagree with it, but I think three gets eliminated in service of 64 and World.
I almost would think that 64 might get moved out for Odyssey. I know we talk a lot on this show about Odyssey and stuff, but the general reception to Odyssey is extremely high.
No, I mean, I loved Odyssey.
And I love Odyssey too.
It's the thing of like the polish of Odyssey versus the impact of 64,
right?
Which one wins out?
But I think that the further we get away from Mario 3, I feel like that kind of represents the old era. And Bless, I hate to say it, but Mario 64 is getting closer to the old era.
Oh no, you're absolutely right. But it's that thing where it's those pockets of like impact versus how good is like the game design versus how good is the polish versus how modern it is. Like there's so much that comes into it. And I think part of the balance of this list is going to be classic versus modern, because like
that is a good point.
If we go with a classic Mario game, I think Breath of the Wild is a more compelling argument for like Zelda as opposed to Mario Odyssey over any of those classic three that we just mentioned. Right. Yeah. So if you go for like Tears of the Kingdom or Breath of the Wild for modern, does that then mean for Mario, we can go a bit more classic?
I think that because this is a top 10 Nintendo games all time, I think how important and revolutionary it is matters a lot more than just quality. I so I think you're right. So I think that I'm going to go Mario 3 and 64.
I'm also going to go. I agree. Mario 3, 64. I think when we shift over to Zelda, then we get into the conversation of Link to the Past, Tears of the Kingdom, since this is one day ago.
100%. At Ocarina.
You think three Zelda games?
I do.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you can't do this without Ocarina.
Honestly, I could see them not doing a classic Zelda and not having Link to the Past on here. It's sinful, and they need to find Jesus if that happens, but I could see it.
Super Metroid.
Yes. Debatably Metroid Prime.
Yeah, I was going to say Metroid Prime more likely. Yeah. And honestly, Tim,
that's a good video game, by the way. Like, can we talk about Metroid Prime for a second?
It's crazy.
It's a good video game.
It might sound crazy, but maybe Metroid Dread over Super Metroid. Who knows?
That is crazy. I don't know that I necessarily disagree with you, but like,
I think the fact that we have a whole genre called Metroidvania, it has to be Super Metroid, right?
Like, no, it's
I think
Super Metroid.
I think the impact of Super Metroid way outweighs like how good Metroid Dread is. Mm. If you want to say which is technically the better game, I think that's more of an even argument. But I think what Super Metroid means to the medium takes.
I mean, Super Metroid, like when Electronic Gaming Monthly did their top 100 games of all time list, Tetris was number one. Super Metroid was number two. I want to say, and then when they did the revised version of the list for their 150th issue, Super Metroid, number one, best game of all time.
That's insane. That's awesome.
I respect it.
But yeah, I'm gonna put. I think Super Metroid and Metroid Prime could at least be on the short list.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Where I think Super Metroid is a surefire bet. Metroid Prime shortlist for sure. Of like, that should be on there. Could be on there.
Where is a Mario Kart? In which Mario Kart are we thinking?
It's an excellent question that I don't think has an obvious answer, because I think that we know the answer is Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of nostalgia for 64.
Yeah. But you know what?
Mario Kart 64 is not making it on here. I love Mario 64 or Mario Kart 64. It's not on here. Let's be real.
Do you think Mario Kart 8 is the one
people
here.
Have? I think Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. I'm going to end up saying it, because like, I think that the rest of them get pulled too much in terms of the fan bases, whereas like this is the one that we've had for over 10 years.
God. Yeah. See, I think it's bold even thinking that Mario Kart is going to make it onto the list.
That's fair.
No way.
I think there's a handful of other things we get to before we get to Mario Kart 8.
Like, think about it. Like, we've already named like two like Metroid games that are top tier. We've named like two to three Mario games that are top tier. We've named like four Zelda games that are top tier. Like,
We've not said Donkey Kong or Pokemon.
Or Animal Crossing.
Or Animal Crossing. Like, I don't think Mario Kart's making it on the list. Fire Emblem.
Fuck. Oh my god.
Like, I think we got a ways to go before we. Like, I think it's possible. I think Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, it has a shot at like 10 or 9. But I think a lot of games are fighting for that. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you're right.
And it's got to be honestly, Ultimate, right?
Melee. I can see them doing Melee. Mm. I think when you're talking about like top Nintendo games of all time, when they're the legacy and history and shit.
Yeah. Melee was a moment.
I'm going to say Melee just to keep it spicy.
I'm going to say Smash Ultimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you're right. That'll end up being Melee because of hardcores. But like, I think Smash Ultimate is the best one.
I agree.
As far as
From there, Donkey Kong Country 2, Tropical Freeze.
I mean, Tropical
Freeze if they're based, you know?
Original Donkey Kong? Arcade Donkey Kong?
No. Classic.
If Donkey Kong's on the list, it'll be 2 or Tropical Freeze. I don't think that they make it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I just had another. I could see a world where Three Houses, if we're talking Fire Emblem, is on here.
If a Fire Emblem's on it, it'll be Awakening.
Mm, okay.
Deservedly so.
Okay.
Man, there's so, like, you would think Animal Crossing New Horizons, probably.
Yeah.
Or the GameCube one, yeah.
Or the GameCube one, yeah.
I don't know which one it's called, but I just know that's the one people talk about a lot.
It's just Animal Crossing.
Is that the OG?
The OG is technically Nintendo 64, but then they ported it to GameCube in America.
Gotcha.
All right. I feel like from here, like
Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We should mention Pokemon. Pokemon Heart Gold. See, I feel like from here, like already from the games we mentioned, it's so hard to pare down.
I know.
Because we have, honestly, I look at it, it makes me think maybe Gamer is going to do one per franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be interesting because, like, it's wild to me to not have Star Fox 64 for, like, how important that game was. But at the same time, like,
you can make that argument about so many games.
I know.
Did we see Paper Mario Thousand Year Door?
Nah.
I mean, that game's incredible, but like, I don't think so. When there's God, this is just. Let's get into it.
This is like the 2D platformer one, but like in a different conundrum where there's just like there's too many good fucking games, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me read the preamble to see if they give us any details on how they're approaching this. Nintendo is one of the biggest names in the gaming industry, famous for its innovation across game consoles and individual titles. Nintendo games are a childhood staple for many people, but it's not just the nostalgia that makes them great. Nintendo's best games often push the limits of what gaming could do at the time, particularly when it came to gameplay styles, exploration, and genre. And they list off some of the franchises. Nintendo's game series have left a mark on the medium as a whole. These are some of the best that the company has ever produced. And they say, a note, many of these entries include titles that, while not developed by Nintendo themselves, are exclusive to the brand. They're so ubiquitous with Nintendo's history and style that it'd only be fair to give them the title of Nintendo game.
Okay, so rare.
We're getting Donkey Kong 64.
It'll be GoldenEye. It'll be GoldenEye. Banjo-Kazooie, probably. I know Banjo's more, like, we think of it in the modern day as Xbox, but that was ubiquitous with the N64. Because, like, what other third-party...
I mean,
well, like they're saying, they're not, they don't necessarily Fantasy say six. Like, they don't necessarily say like, you
Chrono
know,
Chrono Trigger.
But like, here's my thing. They say while not developed by Nintendo themselves, that doesn't necessarily mean like third party IP.
I think that's
Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
And like, I think GoldenEye would be in the conversation for sure. But I would think that like Nintendo games that are developed by other people.
Yeah. Cadence of Hyrule.
All right, let's get into it. At number 10. We got Pikmin 3 Deluxe. Also, how'd you get the dark version of this website? Mine's all white. I got the light version.
I don't know.
How'd you do that?
I think it just defaults to dark mode for any site that has it.
Boys, I'm gonna let you know right now. I already love the chaos we're getting into.
I don't like this.
I like it. I like it. Show some respect to the weird Nintendo shit.
I just feel like I can make so many other arguments for. I can get 10 Mario games in before I get a Pikmin game in here.
Yeah, we're talking about top 10
playing Pikmin, man,
of all time.
Get Lakers head in here.
There's a reason I'm not playing Pikmin.
Like maybe Pikmin in like the high A tier, you know?
But like, we're talking about the S, fit in
the S tier.
Get fucking Game & Watch in there if this is what we're pulling for our top 10 best Nintendo games of all time. At number 9, Pokemon Emerald.
These motherfuckers got some shit to say, and I want to hear it. I want to hear what they have to say. Fuck yeah, dude.
That's
Emerald is a based-ass take. I love this shit.
Yeah, I honestly kind of dig it, because I did. Pokemon Emerald was the one that I played at the back of class on my phone via an emulator, allegedly. Allegedly. And it was my Pokemon game for that generation, even though I played it way after that generation, and I fucking loved it. And I don't hear about it enough. I don't feel like we don't talk about Gen 3 Pokemon enough. I'll say it.
I think we do. No, I think it's talked about the exact right amount.
All right, at number 8.
Nah, Emerald fucking slaps, though.
At number 8, we got Animal Crossing New Leaf. I believe that was the 3DS one.
Yes.
So far, this list has a lot of personality.
I appreciate it.
I'm not mad at it yet, but I feel like I'm going to get mad at it at some point. Like, I can feel them teeing up something here, and I don't know if I like what they're brewing here. At the bottom half of the list, I'm like, all right, cool, like, sure. Pikmin, all right, I'll let it slide. Animal Crossing New Leaf, unexpected, but sure. Emerald, all right, cool, let's see where you're cooking. At number 7, Kid Icarus.
Yes! Oh my god, this list kicks ass, dude.
This is unhinged.
Oh, this is great.
Tim, is Kid Icarus Uprising, is that a top tier Nintendo game?
Dude, real talk, the day that Kid Icarus Uprising finally gets ported to a real console, the Nintendo Switch, which I...
Switch 2, let's say the Switch 2.
I can't even fucking say that with a straight face. This game is so sick. You are going to love it, Bless. The level of just storytelling and set pieces and insanity, Sakurai went off with this one. And people just don't talk about it enough because it was trapped on the 3DS and it was designed for the wrong console. That's all that it was.
It's fascinating. I would never have thought we'd be here at number 7 with Kid Icarus Uprising.
To be fair, neither would I. I'm not saying it's the top 10 of all time, but it's great. All right.
At number 6, we got Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. All right, now we're thinking with portals. You know, we're cooking up. We're cooking up some food here. Deserved, that is for sure, in my heart, a top 6 Nintendo game. it feels appropriate to be like middle of this list.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
right version.
Here's the thing. Here's my question. We're halfway through the list.
What's the thing?
Mm-hmm. What's the top five at this point?
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't even have a Mario. I don't know what's going on.
I can tell you the rest of this list. It's Yoshi's Island, Super Mario World 2. It's going to be Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
Link Between Worlds.
I would say
that's more in line.
Yeah.
That's more in line.
I would say at this point of any Zelda game, I would say Link Between Worlds or Link to the Past at this point with like the vibe of this list.
I want to throw one out here that I'm gonna stand by based on the little beginning bit. Golden Sun. Golden Sun belongs on this list.
This is a person that had it that like loved the handheld era of Nintendo or the handheld side of Nintendo as opposed to the console sides. Because so far we are having mostly handheld games between Pokemon Emerald, New Leaf, and then Kid Icarus Uprising. Like this is somebody that fucking like they value being able to play games on the go. This person has a commute, and that commute cannot be boring. All right, number five, we got Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition.
Awesome.
Whose name is on this article? I'm scrolling back.
Don't do that.
I appreciate
let them live.
Listen, Casey Foot, you're a fucking nerd, and I appreciate you. This is a nerdy ass Nintendo list. All right, we're at the top four here. At number four, we got Super Mario 64. Tim, what the fuck is the top three?
This seems like a weird call. Like, I love that we got to a point that Mario 64 is number four on this list, and I'm like, that doesn't seem like
And we're like, this doesn't line up. No, what the fuck are you doing? Like, on an actual list, sure, yeah. But, like, on this list that you're making, Casey Foot, like, what?
Sunshine or, like, a Galaxy game.
Oh, you know? Yeah, Thousand Year Door, honestly, is, like, what I feel like would be more in line with Casey Foot.
I love this.
All right, we got Mario 64, number four. At number three, we got Super Metroid. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I feel like this is where they're starting to be like...
What a weird twist into normalist
territory. Like, let's get real here is the twist here. So, Tim, we're at the top two. I mean, what Zelda and what Mario are going to make it?
I'm still convinced it's not going to be a typical Zelda at number one.
At this point, I think it's Wind Waker. I think they're going to pick Wind Waker.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that for this list.
Yeah, I mean, this feels like even the last couple top ones, this feels like a Wind Waker list.
And honestly, I'm not convinced that Mario is in the top two. We already got Mario 64.
What if it is Mario Kart? What if it's Mario Kart 8 Deluxe?
Fuck yeah.
Mario Kart 8 number one. Fuck it. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe number one, and then Breath of the Wild number two.
I'm going Mario Kart 8 Deluxe number one, and then Wind Waker number two for this list.
I wouldn't hate it.
All right. And number two, we got...
Yo!
How did we not come up with this?
Damn.
At number two, ladies and gentlemen, we have Earthbound.
Fuck.
Of course Fuck. It's Earthbound.
That's good. That's
good. It makes too much sense. This makes the most sense possible.
Especially, like, we had the setup of, like, all of the nerdy-ass games in the first half. Fuck.
How did we not get this?
Number one,
it's got to be
Mother 3.
The English translation that you can only get via ROM.
Right. I hope number one's Splatoon. Please.
I think there's a good chance number one's going to be Splatoon.
Or ARMS!
No,
way in hell. At least Casey Foot has taste. Casey Foot isn't like out here just fucking shit.
There's no way
list.
It's Splatoon.
This is like a personal list.
Yeah.
It's a good list, but it's a personal list. Yeah. At number one, we got The Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask.
Honestly,
two thumbs up for me. This list gets
two thumbs up. There's a bravery required to, on a real website, an established website, thegamer.com, to post this list as the top 10 Nintendo games of all time.
And honestly,
fuck yeah.
And you go through this list, it's not a bad list.
Not a bad list. The only gripe I can really have is Pikmin.
Yeah, honestly, like based on these tastes, sure, of course you love Pikmin. Like, okay, cool. Yeah. That makes sense. This is somebody who plays a lot of fucking Nintendo. This is somebody who doesn't give a fuck what you think. This is somebody who is speaking from the heart. They didn't consult anybody else on the staff about this list. They're like, hey,
nope.
I personally, me, Casey, I am making a top 10 Nintendo games list. None of you are allowed to edit it. I am putting it up. I'm putting no Breath of the Wild, no Ocarina of Time, no Super Mario World or 3. I am going from the heart, and I'm putting Kid Icarus Uprising on this bitch. Good for you, Casey.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
This might be one of the best best lists that we've ever had.
You know, real talk, I'm right there with you, man. Casey, you did the damn thing.
Wow.
We're proud of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is your favorite Nintendo game of all time? And why is it, I don't know, man, Golden Sun, the Tetris, but specifically the Game Boy Color version? Actually, that would be a legitimate contender, actually. That's not even, like, a weird pick. But, you know, let us know in the comments below.
Let us know why Wario Land is your favorite Nintendo game of all time.
Yeah, exactly. Let us know why Wii Fit meant so much to you back in the day and your family. That's why it's in your top five.
I love
it. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Barrett. It's hot in San Francisco. It's been our pleasure to serve you.